We're continuing with the bracha of Teshuvah, entitled Hashiveinu Avinu L'Shoresecha, and then afterwards we'll also, time permitting, discuss a little bit of the next paragraph of Slicha, of Salach Lanu, the paragraph of forgiveness. We go through the Shemona Esrei. We find that we're constantly, certainly when it comes to the 13 brachos, which are in between, sandwiched between the first three and the last three, are times that we're asking Hashem for certain things. We're asking Hashem, as the bracha concludes, Rofeich Olam O Yisrael, to heal us, the bracha of Geula, Goel Yisrael, that we should be redeemed. We're constantly asking Hashem for certain things, which leads to the question, exactly what are we doing with this bracha of Harotzeh B'Teshuvah, translated as who desires repentance, which gives the impression that we're not actually asking Hashem for something, but rather we are giving something back, which is difficult to understand the whole concept of these paragraphs in between in the Amida, is that we're asking Hashem for things. So to start off, I'd like to share with the words of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochar, which we had, which we touched upon yesterday, which I'd like to discuss greater length today. With regard to the last part of the bracha of Ha'chzareinu B'Teshuvah Shleima Fanecha, he quotes the very end of Lamentations of Eicha, of Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva, bring us back to you Hashem and we shall return, which teaches us that Im Hischalnu Lachzar Sayilonu, that if we begin to turn in the right direction, we make a few steps toward Hashem, then God will help us also to return. Shedehet Teshuvah Shleima, that we should have a complete repentance, also as it's stated in the Gemara and Shabbos, Bo L'tahir Misayinoso, that if we try to purify ourselves, Hashem will step in and assist us. Furthermore, the Abu Duraham, in the explanation of the end of this bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Harotzeh B'Teshuvah, again, the article translates as, who desires repentance, what does this come to teach? It's that based on the pasuk that he quotes in Yecheskel, he says, "Im echpots b'mos harasha ki im bashuv rasha medark v'chaya." There's two options over here. You have a person who's mored b'malchus, who's rebelled against the king, God, and very often the punishment—it's a capital offense. That person will be killed, and therefore that's also something which we would look in that way when we do something against the commandments of God. That's really being judged by the letter of the law. That's potentially what could occur as well. But that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem clearly wants not that a person should be punished in such a grave way that a person could even be killed for it, but rather, ki'im bashuv rasha medarko. We'd much rather that the rasha, this wicked person, should be able to change, to be able to improve. And as we discussed yesterday, that this was the significance, as the Vilna Gaon told us, that this bracha has the three components of Torah, avoda, and this is also Gemilas Chasadim, the kindness that Hashem shows, that Hashem is not interested in us getting punished, but rather Harotzeh B'Teshuvah. He wants us to change. He wants us to improve ourselves and to repent. And not only that, but Hashem will even help us. And therefore, this bracha is consistent with all the other paragraphs. It's not that we're just doing something, but we're also asking Hashem to help us in order for us for that teshuva to be a teshuva shlema lefanecha. It's also brought down in a similar vein. The Gemara in Brachos discusses an interesting story between a husband and a wife, not a simple husband and wife, but Rav Meir and Bruria, that based on the pasuk at the end of Baruch Hinashi, the pasuk says Yitamuch Atayim in Haaretz. Now, the way that perhaps it can be interpreted as Rav Meir himself interpreted it, which his wife said was the incorrect translation, of Yitamu Chataim in Aretz, means that Hashem wants the people who are wicked to be removed from this world. If you're Russia, let them be destroyed and be removed from this world, and therefore Rishayim Odeinon, there won't be any more wicked people in this world. Says Bruria, this is not the Mida, the character trait of Hashem. Hashem displays compassion and rachmim to His creation, and therefore the proper interpretation is Yitamu Chataim in Aretz, that we should not remove the sinners, but that the sins should be removed from this world. And once a person is no longer sinning, then you're no longer a Rasha. You're a tzaddik, you've become righteous. And that's really what we're asking for in this Kapitel Tehillim. And furthermore, this is really what we're asking for in this paragraph of repentance of Teshuvah. Just for another brief moment, I'd like to introduce the next paragraph of Slicha, Slach Lanu, with the words of the Tur. The Tur tells us, it's interesting, if we would go through the entire Shimon Esrei, there's only two paragraphs that we find the words Avinu and Malkenu, that Hashem is our Father and our King. And it's specifically by these two paragraphs. The paragraph that we were just studying, of Hashivenu Avinu Lesorasecha, Yekaravinu Malkenu Avonasecha. And then the next paragraph, immediately afterwards, is the paragraph of Slicha Slachlanu Avinu Chachatanu, Machalanu Malkenu Kifashanu. So the Torah, among others, discuss what's the reason for this. Why are these the only two paragraphs where we mention this connection of that God is both our Avinu and Malkinu, our Father King? He says, "Mashe tkinu l'omer Avinu bebirchas hashivenu v'slach lanu. Mashe enkin b'shar brachas." We don't find this elsewhere. Hainu time of the reason shanu maskirin lefanav sha'av chayiv lilmod livno. Because the paragraph of hashivenu Avinu l'sarasecha is that we're asking Hashem to bring us back to His Torah. That we should be able to learn more. We should be able to follow His Torah. And we know that who has the obligation to teach Torah to their child? The father. As the Pasuk says in the Shema, it says, "Vishinantam levanecha," that you have an obligation to teach your children Torah, v'dibartabam. And therefore we're telling our father, Avinu, we're telling Hashem that we want that relationship and we need your assistance as a father is obligated to teach. So too we need you to help us to be able to find that connection. Alkein anu omrim hashivenu avinu l'sarasecha. And then the next paragraph of a Salach Lanu, what's the significance of Salach Lanu that we also acknowledge that Hashem is not just our king, but also He's our father? Mishum ha'dechsiv, because it says in Yeshaya, it says, V'yoshev el Hashem v'rachamehu v'elokinu ki yarbel etzloach, that we say that we'll turn and do teshuvah to Hashem who has rachamim, who is compassionate. He's ki yarbel etzloach. And therefore, he continues and says, the Tur, Anu maskin rachmiya av. Because the Pasuk says that teshuva, to repent, is an element of compassion on part of Hashem, therefore we mention the Father. K'dichsiv, as it says in Psalms, K'rachim av abanim, shirachim aleinu v'yislach lanu. That just as a father, even though the child may be very distant from the father, the father will still find a way to forgive the acts, all the different sins and mistakes that the child had. After all, it's your own flesh and blood. And therefore we say to Hashem also, Salach lanu avinu, although we have made mistakes, please forgive us, kerachim av al banim. We'll stop here. Rabbi Chanan b'chash v'rati kodesh baruch hu, zach suficha, charab l'ham, tarmet, sh'shnemar, adonai chavetz, amasin, koya, adil, tura, av, yadir.